the European Data Protection Supervisor is not pleased. With a tone of urgency, the watchdog has brought into question the obscured nature of a legislative proposal. This isn't a light issue, it's one that stands at the intersection of privacy rights and government surveillance. Encryption has often been a battlefield. The latest skirmish comes with proposals targeting CSAM. Some have spoken out. Advocates tout the necessity of such measures to combat online child exploitation. Critics fear what this could mean for secure communication. The problem lies partly in details. To what extent will lawmakers go to impede the distribution of child abuse material, and what methods will be sanctioned? What's at stake is immense. At the heart lies the sanctity of private conversations online versus the imperative to protect the most vulnerable. The EDPS has called for clarity. There's a discernible concern that sweeping powers could go unchecked, that encryption, which protects millions of innocent users daily, might be compromised for the sake of expediency. When faced with such dilemmas, the role of oversight cannot be understated. A debate is needed, one that involves the public and experts in fields ranging from cybersecurity to human rights. Yet this proposal has moved in shadows, prompting fears that decisions may be made without due consideration for their profound implications. The European Parliament now finds itself at a crossroads. To pass this proposal in its current form would be to step onto a slippery slope. Transparency cannot just be a buzzword, it must be a cornerstone of any initiative that seeks to pierce the veil of private communication. Will the lawmakers heed the watchdog's warnings or press forward in their bid to create a safer digital space for children? The answer remains cloaked in uncertainty.